originally in English. June 2023.
Although it doesn't look like it from the inside, it's all a game. All life on Earth lacks the same meaning and drama when viewed from the outside. It's just stepping up a level of difficulty to see how everyone overcomes the obstacles. And it is the very souls who are living the experience who place those obstacles. From above, there is no cabal. There is no federation of love and light, tyrannical. The whole material world is just an illusion created by a mind that is yours. You don't have to fight anything if you don't want to. Whether you fight or not is your decision. Your only responsibility is to yourself. And taking care of yourself and those around you is also how you change the world the most. You can never change anyone. You can only offer your point of view. In the same way that you can only take your horse to the river to drink, but you cannot make it drink the water. With that, you are already changing the world. The key is you, working on yourself. How you deal with what happens around you is your life's mission. Just that, yourself. If you want to strive to share your knowledge or fight for a cause, it is your decision and yours alone, and it is part of the same game of life. It is valid to focus on your family and what makes you happy. As for what is going on, fiat money versus gold, struggles between East and West, the cabal with their new world order, it's all part of what makes up the Earth matrix. And as much as it may bother you, it's a direct reflection of the souls that live there. It's just a damn game. The suffering doesn't even look the same when you are already on the other side, or from afar, which is the other side anyway. That's a decision. You don't have to struggle. Concentrating on what you like and what makes you happy is just as valid. It just depends on the experience you want. And even then, you are influencing the field you live in. You alter it for the better. Fighting against something only gives it more energy. It feeds it. It grows.
Thank you, Yasky. You said above that from the outside, it doesn't look so dramatic, nor is there anything. But the point is, right now, we are not, with our point of attention, on the other side where the fight doesn't matter. We are on this side, and here it seems to matter. Is it really valid to look at what matters for one realm from the lens of what matters for the other realm? I mean, I know it's all one for the soul and all that, but on the other hand, as Mari also said in one of the videos, it seems like they are totally different people, your I from the other side and you here. So can we really just look from the lens of that other self from the other side?
There is only one existential realm, and that is the mental one. It's not one thing or the other. It's not that one is false and the other is not. It just depends on what you wish to see at any given moment. If you have your focus on the physical side, then you still lack the ability to amalgamate with non-physical perception. understanding that physical or psychological suffering is just an illusion, and at the same time avoiding harming yourself because it hurts, is not a contradiction. But it is comforting to know that in the end, it is all an illusion that you created.
Okay, and you said, fighting against something only gives it more energy. It feeds it. It grows. In what mental framework, then, should we approach trying to bring positive changes to planet Earth, if not through fight against the cabal? You said yourself you want to annoy the cabal and only warming up. How do you approach it then, this cause?
Not fighting the cabal, at least not directly. Offering alternatives to the people, that's how. And that is precisely what we are doing. Look at Mari. She has said a damn lot against the cabal, and she doesn't even go against YouTube's regulations. That makes her extremely dangerous for the system, because she is very hard to shut up. It's not our job to defeat the cabal. We can't anyway. And even if we could, that would be invasive for the people, because we would be imposing our way of thinking and our opinion over theirs. If we conquer the cabal, we become a new cabal.
Yes, makes sense, thanks. And now another question. We know there are, and have been, strong waves of starseeds happening in the last decades, even though there have always been starseeds on Earth. Why did they decide to assist now, such a big wave of them coming in? Isn't it because some changes are perhaps brewing in the air, and their presence here was needed? Otherwise, the higher energies that they embody, why would they inspire them to be here at this time?
Because they are doing exactly what we are, giving an example and showing alternatives to how life on Earth has been. They offer because that is all they can do, and that is more than enough. The rest is not their responsibility. It is the one of the people of Earth. And from the point of view of the starseeds, they come here because that is yet another level of the same game, a role to play, a dare, a challenge they want for themselves and for their personal growth.
Yes, but the question is, waves have been coming in greater than before. What does it mean? What does it mean from the higher levels? Is it because the higher levels are brewing something for the planet Earth?
Yes, because the difficulty of the game has been augmented. And as evil rises, so does good to match it. Equilibrium is always sought. And precisely because of the elevated level of difficulty is why those waves of very advanced souls decided to incarnate be on Earth, because they also need the stimulus, the challenge for their own soul expansion. People live what they create for themselves. So yes, there will be great changes. But if they are positive or negative will only depend on what each soul chooses to see and experience. On Earth now, there is heaven and there is hell. In the end, everything will be all right.
So we are leveling the game. And which one augmented first, the evil or the appearance of starseeds? Because it was said that they are resetting us because of the starseeds. And don't say it's atemporal.
There cannot be an answer to that question, as one defines the other. It is atemporal. One cannot rise before the other.
You did say before, though, that the egg came first.
This is duality, not biology. In biology, the egg had to come before the chicken, because it is only in the egg where the mutation that defines chicken takes place. What lays that egg was not a chicken, but what came out of the egg is a chicken.
And what laid the egg if not the chicken?
Another animal, a bird that was almost a chicken, but not so.
Okay, I didn't know that. And what did you mean that in the end everything will be okay?
As in, each soul will experience exactly what it is. The external world is only a reflection of each one of us. There will be a new earth where everything will be more positive, and there will also be a new world order. From a limited point of view, very Dolores Cannon, there will be a split, and it is already happening. But it is all perception, and each soul is choosing what it will perceive.
On the same planet, split? Can you explain this a bit to the people in the practical way so they can understand? I mean, if we turn on the TV, for example, each one of us will see and hear something different?
If you turn on the TV, then all the focus will be guided towards the same thing, the negative, the cabal. The trick is not to turn on the TV.
Then in what sense we will be split and see something different? I mean, for example, if I want to see and perceive the quantum financial system being positive, then according to this, that's what will happen then? However, we both know it's not that simple.
Even that can be perceived as positive from one or another point of view.
Well, then why are you experiencing this world where things are not so positive for Earth?
Because I choose to. It's my challenge and my dare. My role in the game of life. I can very well choose not to. It would be especially easy for me. All I must do is not watch anything coming from Earth. Or even better, go back to Erra, where my ancestors lived. But I choose to be here, sharing what I know, or simply sharing my different point of view, for what it is worth, for whoever it is worth something. But that is my choice. But I deeply know it's all a game souls play. I am even conscious that I am not really alive, simply because I know this so deeply. So I am here because I want to be here, playing my role in life as Sofia Svaru.
Yes, I understand. And just for the sake of the argument, if it's up to each soul to perceive things in a positive or negative way, why are we directing them to perceive what they believe to be good changes as something not so good? Like that quantum financial system, etc. Athena said it will be another slavery. Isn't that then just her perception? Perhaps let people decide? But then, that's it about exposing cabal agendas. We wouldn't be able to do it.
We are sharing our perspective, for whoever may agree. A roasted chicken is good food, delicious, good to have happening in your life. Unless you are the chicken. So from our point of view, we are alerting the chicken, perhaps. People ask anyway. They seek contrast. They are not yet at the level of only being able to focus on the good and manifest it for their lives. They lack the data and the experience. At the level most people are at, if they try to focus only on the good, the bad will creep up to them, because they have not yet mastered their unconscious, from where they mostly manifest everything. They need to be given examples in duality. This is good for you, this is not. And yes, from an authority point, yes, I know,
Don't we become another authority in the process? The same type of authorities we try to free them from? I know guidance is not the same as authority, though, but still.
We try not to.
Yes. And what about the military operations, supposedly trying to bring some positive changes?
We don't see them from here. And I am quite convinced it's more of a psyop for the people. More patriots saving humanity. Same lie, if you want. I see no reason why those would exist. Or only at some limited level, as there are factions fighting against one another, both thinking that they are the good guys. The Cabal works by layers, this to confuse and control. If one layer is breached, there is another under it. Psyops are everywhere. That is why you must make up your own mind about everything. What you choose to believe is your responsibility, and it is yours only. You will never find someone who is the source of all truth about what is going on or about anything. That can only come from you. There may be positive military operations taking place here and there, but I do not see them as a whole that benefits all Earth, as what is good for some people isn't for others. I cannot even issue my opinion about military operations if I'm not aware of each one of them. I need to see facts first.
Thanks. Another question. You said above that those waves of very advanced souls decided to incarnate, be on Earth, because they also need the stimulus. I thought what defines those advanced souls is precisely not needing any sort of drastic stimulus, especially deriving from duality's game and conflict. I thought it's the less advanced souls that needed that contrast and self-definition.
Those starseed souls are not yet at that level. They still need those experiences, but not all do. Many starseeds on Earth are so powerful they are not affected by the game of life on Earth. They also are aware that the souls of the people on Earth are also earlier versions of themselves, from their point of view only, of course. So they are aware that they are helping themselves and their spiritual evolution. As I said above, it's all a question of how you interpret things, on your attitude towards life. People should seek to do what they love the most, as long as they can live with what that gives them. Don't take life so seriously. Be congruent with yourselves and help all you can, as you are also helping yourselves. But it's still just the game of life.